Welcome back, and today we're diving into a really useful beginner sound design move for drum and bass, cleaning up an 808 tail so it feels deep, controlled, and atmospheric instead of muddy and oversized. The vibe we're aiming for is that Apache-style jungle atmosphere. So think dark intro energy, spaced-out drums, ghost notes, and a sub hit that feels massive but still leaves room for the break to breathe. This is not about making the 808 louder just because we can. It's about making the tail work with the track. If the tail is too long or too wide, it can blur the kick, swallow the break, and make the whole low end feel cloudy. But when it's shaped properly, that same 808 becomes a powerful foundation for intros, breakdowns, drop sections, and transitions. We're going to use Ableton Live 12 stock tools only, and I'll keep this beginner-friendly, practical, and reusable. Let's get into it. First, load an 808 sample into a new MIDI track so Ableton puts it into Simpler. This is the fastest way to control the tail without overcomplicating things. Inside Simpler, set the mode to Classic. If you want the note length to control how long the tail plays, use Gate Trigger. If your 808 already has a long decay, that's fine. We're going to shape it. Now open the amp envelope. This is where the real cleanup starts. For a good starting point, keep the attack super fast, around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Set decay somewhere around 300 to 900 milliseconds depending on how long you want the sub to ring. Keep sustain at 0 or very low if you want the tail to fully fade out. And set release somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds. A good beginner move here is to program a simple one-bar MIDI pattern and listen to how the tail interacts with the groove. Try hits on beat 1 and then on that end of 3. That kind of spacing works really well in DNB because it leaves air for the drums. If the sound feels too trap-like, shorten the decay. If it feels too blunt, give the release a touch more space. A lot of this is just listening for whether the tail supports the rhythm or fights it. Next, add EQ 8 after Simpler. This is not the place to do huge dramatic EQ moves. The goal is to remove problems, not redesign the whole sound. If there's useless rumble, gently high pass around 20 to 30 Hz. If the 808 is boxy or thick in a bad way, look around 120 to 250 Hz and try a small dip, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If there's click, harshness, or extra edge you don't want, check the 2 to 6 kHz area and tame it lightly. One important beginner rule: if you feel like you need massive EQ cuts, the sample might not be the right one. Sometimes the best fix is simply choosing a cleaner 808 source. Now let's tighten the dynamics a bit. Add glue compressor after the EQ if the tail feels uneven or too spiky. A good start is a 3 millisecond attack, auto release or around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds, a 2 to 1 ratio, and just enough threshold to get maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This helps the tail stay consistent as it fades. In drum and bass, consistency is huge. The drums are moving fast, and the bass needs to feel locked in, not like a separate blob sitting on top. If you want a slightly different feel, you can use compressor instead, but the idea is the same: keep the hit under control while preserving the important punch at the start. Now for one of the most important steps, saturation. Add saturator after compression. We are not using this to make the 808 louder. We are using it to give the tail harmonics so it translates on smaller speakers and in a busy mix. Try 2 to 6 dB of drive, turn soft clip on, and then trim the output back so you're not fooling yourself with extra volume. That part matters. Always compare at a similar loudness. If you want something a little rougher and more jungle-ish, you can push the drive a bit more, but be careful not to turn the sound fizzy or thin. If it starts sounding harsh, back it off. You can also experiment with drum bus later if you want more aggression, but saturator is the safest first move for beginners. Now check the stereo image. For a deep, sub-heavy 808, the low end should be stable and centered. Add utility and bring the width all the way down to 0% if the sound is mainly sub. If you want to keep a tiny bit of width for higher texture, that's fine, but the fundamental should stay mono. This is especially important in DNB. A mono clean sub gives you power, punch, and reliability in the mix. Wide low end can cause phase issues and make the drop collapse when you least expect it. At this point, it's worth doing a really simple test. Listen at low volume. If the note still reads clearly when it's quiet, your balance is probably good. If it only feels huge when it's loud, that's often a sign that it's too wide, too boosted, or too messy. Now let's give the sound some movement. This is where it starts feeling less like a static 808 and more like part of a jungle arrangement. You can automate Simpler's filter cutoff, the release or decay, the saturator drive, or even the utility gain. A really nice arrangement trick is to keep the intro version slightly longer and more atmospheric, then tighten the tail up for the drop. For example, in a four-bar phrase, you could let bars 1 and 2 breathe with a longer tail and a touch more space. Then bars 3 and 4 get tighter and cleaner, setting up the drop. That contrast creates tension, without needing a bunch of extra layers. If you want even more atmosphere, send a little bit of the 808 to a return track with reverb or echo. Keep it subtle. Seriously, subtle is the move here. If the sub gets drenched in reverb, the mix will get cloudy fast. Use a reverb decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, add a little pre-delay, and high-pass the return around 200 to 400 Hz, so the low end stays clean. That way, the atmosphere sits around the bass instead of on top of it. A very quiet echo can work too, especially for intros and breakdowns. Just keep the feedback low and the wet level restrained. You want smoke, not soup. Once the sound feels good, you can resample it to audio if you want a faster workflow. This is a great habit in Ableton Live 12 because it lets you freeze the result and build faster in the arrangement. Record the processed 808 to a new audio track, trim the star tightly, and if needed, clean up the tail by fading it manually. Keep the MIDI version too, just in case you want to revise later. Now test the sound against actual drums. Put it under a kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4, and a chopped break or amen edit with ghost notes. This is where you find out whether the 808 really works. Ask yourself a few simple questions. Does the 808 mask the kick? Does it crowd the snare space? Does it still feel powerful in mono? Can you hear the shape of the note even when the break gets busy? If the answer is no, shorten the tail, reduce the low-mid buildup, or lower the reverb's end. If it feels too weak, add a little more saturation before you reach for more sub. In drum and bass, more clarity often beats more volume. A few quick coach notes before we wrap up. If the 808 still feels messy after envelope shaping and EQ, try a different sample instead of stacking more plugins. A better source usually wins. Also, always check the tail at low volume. That will tell you a lot about whether the balance is actually solid. And don't rely only on the instrument's release. Editing the MIDI note length can be the cleanest way to control overlap, especially in fast jungle-style grooves. If the 808 and kick are clashing, try moving the 808 slightly off the kick transient so the groove breathes better. Here's a simple practice challenge for you. Load an 808 into Simpler, program a short one-bar pattern, shape the amp envelope, clean it with EQ8, compress lightly, saturate gently, check mono with utility, and add a tiny bit of reverb on a return. Then loop it against a drum pattern and make one automation move in the second half of the phrase. The goal is to end up with one bass hit that feels like it belongs in a dark jungle intro or drop. Clean, deep, readable, and atmospheric. So the big idea is this. Clean the 808 tail so it supports the track instead of smearing it. Use Simpler to control the length. Keep the low end mono and focused. Remove the messy frequencies. Add a little compression and saturation for weight. And keep the reverb subtle and filtered. Do that, and your 808 stops being just a low note. It becomes part of the atmosphere. And that's the sound we're after. Deep, controlled, and ready to hit in a real drum and bass mix.